So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for light workers and entrepreneurs and people like me. So I love bringing guests to you. I love bringing new ideas to you. I love bringing concepts and ways of being in the world that might just wake up a little tiny memory of something good, some reason for being, some idea that you might not have thought about yet today. So let's look at today, and what could you be today that you haven't considered yet? Yeah, what could you be today? Could you fly higher than you planned today? Could you plan a trip today? Could you, could you react to something that shows up in your life differently than normal? Oh my gosh, like we spend so much time reacting to things in a certain rote way. Sometimes it may not even be your reaction, right? So let's say you're at the store and someone comes in and they've got baggy pants, or you know, they're wearing their hair different, or they just don't take care of themselves, or they do take care of themselves, or they're wearing too much makeup or something like that. So take a moment today and look at your reactions to things and ask yourself, could I react differently? And one of the things I look at is, does something like, am I expanding or contracting? Expanding or contracting? And in expansion, I'm able to have more, be more, know more, practice more, experience more in expansion. And in contraction, I actually experience less, have less, be less, know less, enjoy less, right? So where are the places that you have spent time in contraction? Not having a baby. Sorry, I just went there. But where are the times you've spent in expansion? Even when something looks on the surface to be negative, right? Because we get brought up, everything gets classified, everything gets organized a certain way. So I'd like to ask you, one of my friends and I, actually on this very podcast coming up pretty soon, I pre-recorded it, we were talking about someone who has a disease and who's getting ready to die. And we looked at, where could I take that information and choose to really tune into how precious life is in this moment? Like, take that information of someone whose body's, you know, getting ready to leave the planet and go, what is my bucket list? What have I not done? What would I like to do still? What, again, could move me into expansion? And what could be fun? Like, what could be, like, the most fun thing ever, right? So I challenge you today, as you go about your day, to one, look at your reactions, and then two, ask yourself what could be more awesome than you even planned, or what could be more fun, what could bring you more joy, what's something you could just stack up in your future, like a meeting with someone that you've been really wanting to connect with, or, you know, something like that. How about that? Could you do something like that for me? Do something fun and expansive and new and fresh? That'd be awesome. For more on the Erica Glessing Show, you can go to theericaglessingshow.com and you can enjoy some free gifts. I have a free 5-part series on talking to spirit. I have a free 5 days of happiness gift. If you go on my site, you can see free stuff. So go ahead and grab it, enjoy it, and have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for coming.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.